Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 403, Comfort Zone. What's that? Well, what an exciting past week. You guys didn't ask anything other than, what about the Z6 III? Well, first, I have not personally seen it, not shot with it. I know some folks who have. They are really loving it. The big buzz is that 240p video, which of course is super slow-mo, which is really an enticing thing to try. Some people ask me, what's the stack partial sensor? Hey guys, no clue. I wish I was that kind of a technician kind of person, but man, I don't know that. The main question I've been getting, will I be getting one and adding it to the kit? In theory, sure. I've got a, like, you know, it's a common question and it's really valid. But until I actually get the camera or the lens for that matter, and I shoot with it and I see the problems it does or doesn't solve, do I actually know if I'm going to add it? Now, the form factor being smaller than the Nikon Z8 yet does all those incredible great things. Right off the bat makes me think, yeah, I have places to put small cameras. That'd be killer. The next big thing is, you guys are asking, you saw that I've been posting a number of shots with from the Nikon Z135 1.8 plena lens. Yeah, I shot with it for about 6 weeks. Spectacular. But your question is, why haven't I put a review up yet? It's that clock. I am a running madman, and I don't get to actually see the little daylight until July. So that's why you haven't seen anything posted about that really gorgeous lens. But I appreciate the comments. I appreciate the emails. You guys are the best. And a number of you have been really active pushing the podcast out to others. And to that, I'm eternally grateful. So thank you. Want to thank my good friends at Bedford Camera, bedfords.com, which of course where I have pre-ordered the Z6 III. Highly recommend you do it. You know, keep in mind that besides having that low price, and even though it's a brand new camera body, you're still going to get that 5% off after you check out at Bedford's, where you mentioned the old Moose discount. That's really attractive, but you got to, of course, say those magic words. They don't know unless you say it. It's not like everybody who calls is coming from me. So they've got the Z6 III. They've got the Z9 trade-in value doohickey thingy rebate. Sorry, I don't know the exact terms for it. They've got, I could do a whole podcast of all the things they've got going right now. It's a hot summer at Bedford's. So, hey, make it easy on myself and yourself. Head to bedfords.com, either in person or online. Ask the questions. Check out the gear. Buy those tools you could use to make your storytelling a little bit better. And, of course, mention me and save some money. Thank you, bedfords.com, for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. Well, let me get right into it. Comfort zone? What's that? You know, there's a... I have no doubt that you have probably have heard this, read this, been told this some point in your photographic pursuits. And well, why does it come up? Why has it come up now? You know, it's a really excellent, good question. I mentioned a couple podcasts back that I finally had found the actual physiological, psychological, emotional reason why people crop. You know, it's that fear of disappointment. Well, the comfort zone is not too many steps away from that. It is a fear factor. And that fear factor is failure. Now, trying to be gentle as I talk about this and kind and not be just usual blunt moose is a little bit of a trick, but you know, we all have a line in the sand that we have drawn, and it's definitely not something that's, you know, in our camera bags or on the sensor or anything that's tangible. It's in our own self mental worth kind of cubbyhole. And when we get close to that line, we start to push the comfort zone. And if you go back, at, I was always back in the debate team days, is that, you know, you can never argue with somebody's conclusion, but you sure can argue with the facts in which they base that conclusion on. And I've always thought that was a wise pearl of wisdom. The facts that the conclusion is actually based on. So the comfort zone. Who came up with the title in the first place? Why do we have to be concerned with or even bother to have a comfort zone? The when I go out shooting, and it's been this way from the very beginning, I always had those what if moments. What if? And I've always followed them, and I've pulled on that string, and sometimes it just comes up short and I crash and burn. Sometimes they lead me on to other what ifs, and doing that for a long time, I've been able to have the marginal success I enjoy in photography and in the business world. So for myself, I have to give credit to my dad for, you know, not ever having drawn in my head a line that says, this is the comfort zone. And you go past it, it's, you're out of it. It could be the daredevil that was kind of backwards instilled in me by my mom. For example, she, oh boy, she could not stand heights. Not for a heart, not at all. Not at all. Not in a photograph, not in reality. And me being me, oh God, gotta, you know, give mom a bad time. So I was always the one walking on the edge of the cliff, and I still do that. So those comfort zones are these imaginary lines that we have inside of us. And why do I say imaginary? You can't pull it out and you can't put it somewhere. But we do use it all too much as a reason why we don't try something, because it's outside my comfort zone, outside my wheelhouse. I'm not, you know, we're talking about photography here. Now, if we're talking about nuclear weapons, right, or some other things, yeah, there should be a really good reason to have caution, but we're talking about a photograph. What is the worst that could happen if you step outside that comfort zone? You go past that line. What's the worst that could happen? You don't have the photograph. But I'm here to say that what you might consider as being the worst, very possibly could be the best thing that could happen, is that you don't have that photograph. Why do I say that? Well, right off the bat, first thing is, you're going to determine for yourself that that comfort zone really wasn't something to worry about. Because if you embrace the failure that comes from stepping out of that, you know, comfort zone, your wheelhouse, and you look at, well, what happened? You're instantly now ahead of the game. You're now back to, as I would say, asking that what if question. And you start examining that. Also, you're going to find that that line that you have drawn in your imaginary sandbox, you're going to push it out further from you. Not closer, but further. And your wheelhouse gets bigger, and that comfort zone, it expands. But the only way that we can do that is just by, in all honesty, saying, it's just a photograph. Now, if you're in the business of, you know, communicating and making your living with photographs, you can't be so nonchalant to say, well, it's just a photograph, right? Because it's an income. But you don't necessarily, quote unquote, step outside your comfort zone when you have a client there and you being paid to be the professional they hired. But it doesn't mean that prior to having that client looking over your head, that you're not out there pushing past that comfort zone. So, and this is really important. This is really essential if you're in the business of photography. And you have that client out there and you're delivering what they've asked for, which of course is the first step. It's not the last, but it's the first step. You deliver what they want, but then you have to push them past their, let's say, comfort zone. And in doing that, you have to get past your comfort zone. And they might say, what if we try this? Or you could say, what if we try that? And there's that if again. And that's where that comfort zone has to be big enough to embrace that possibility. And you go in and take that shot. Now, if you're working for that client, you've got first what? That shot they want. You know they want it, right? And so you've got that safety foundation. Then you move forward. Put this in kind of simple, practical terms. Doing air-to-air photo mission. As I teach students when we go out, the first thing you do after you launch, the very first thing you do is you use a faster shutter speed than normal, because if you are worried about getting things sharp, but you want prop blur, that means you have to go to a lower shutter speed. And right off the bat, that puts a lot of people out of their comfort zone. Okay. So to stay in the comfort zone, the first thing you do when you launch is you use a faster shutter speed and you nail at least one tack sharp image. That way the person in that plane, either the pilot or the plane owner, you can guarantee that you have one photograph that you can print and put in their hands and say, thank you. Because that's really essential, is that you give them that print and you say, thank you. You don't walk away and do nothing for them. You've got to be able to deliver that one image. And once you have that one image securely banked, then you start going, okay, what if I do this? And you move your shutter speed. You move your focus point. You move your focal length. You start moving outside your comfort range, and you move that line in the sand, and you move forward. And it's amazing how all of a sudden that comfort zone gets big, really big, and all of a sudden then you go, oh, I'm comfortable with all this. That's the process, okay? And you've got to understand that it's one that's in your head. It's not one that's been put out in a video or a blog post or anything else. It is what you have instilled in yourself. So you have to move the ball forward. And that's how you do it. Now, in this process, other thing I want to add, and this is really important, is that you don't use the comfort zone as a stopping point. A lot of photographers, it's got to be a lot of folks too, will use that I'm in out of my comfort zone as a reason not to try something. That is really not the idea or purpose or a really beneficial way of growing your photography by using comfort zone as an excuse. You need to think about these things as a motivation, not a hesitation. A purpose, not an anchor or a ball and chain. And having a comfort zone that you can, and this is the part that's really hard, a comfort zone where you know that if you are, let's talk about business world, you have a client that calls up and says, I need X, Y, and Z. And you know that in your comfort zone, you have in file cabinet X, Y, Z, what's needed for that client. Taking that job is so much easier with that knowledge, that air of confidence, knowing that what you're taking is in your comfort zone, is really, you can't put a dollar to it, but it makes a big difference. But if you don't push a little bit, especially when you're with that client, you don't express yourself by moving a little bit past that comfort zone, you're going to find after a short period of time that your client base is limited. It's not growing. It maybe even be shrinking. And that's the whole thing with comfort zones, is that if you don't keep pushing past and making that zone bigger, that wheelhouse much larger to which to steer from, your photography will start to stagnate. It won't move forward. And then, and I've seen this way too often, you put the camera down. And it's all what? It's a line in the sand that you've drawn in your head. It's not even something that's tangible. So when you get out there to shoot, you've got nothing to lose. It is only a photograph. Keep that in your mind. It's only a photograph. And hey, if it doesn't turn out, like I like to say, tomorrow the sun will always rise. You folks have a marvelous, marvelous week. And remember to make every click your story.